What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed. Before we get into the video, did you know you're only getting 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon, which includes over 200 banned YouTube videos, my exclusive dating show series, Around the Web with Rare Breed, and you get all my videos ad-free. And make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. Shout out to the notification gang. Now this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care if it's a good vid, bro, a like emoji, or if you just press ABC123. Last thing you could do is make sure you watch this video to the end. This is also a Rare Breed double feature, so stay tuned for the second part of this video where I go over a post on Reddit. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Oh, that's Tyrone, baby. But no, seriously, all this stuff on the internet be fake. A lot of it. They probably just adopted that kid and wanted to do a little cute TikTok video. Not something I would do. Everything ain't for the internet. But let's continue.
Talk to this girl on Tinder. We decided to go out to dinner. This girl is beautiful. We had a great time. I thought she was perfect.
Okay, red flags already, dude. No chick is perfect. No human is perfect. So you already sounded like a simp. And then you take a chick's on dates from Tinder? That's another red flag. Tinder chicks is only for hookups. So I can see you haven't fully taken a red pill already. And you said she was beautiful. When a woman is beautiful in America, that in itself is a red flag. She's probably entitled, she's probably bitchy, and she probably plays games because she has, you know, 100 guys in her inbox on any given day.
But the next few days when I tried to text her, she was either really short with me or she didn't respond at all. So I assumed that she just wasn't feeling it. Which is fine. I mean, you know, I get it. Then a couple weeks go by and she texts me like, I miss you so much, we should hang out tonight. Then the next day, same thing happens. If I try to text her, she's either short with me or she doesn't respond at all. Then a couple weeks later, the same thing happens.
Fool you once, shame on her. Fool you twice, shame on you. When you seen she was playing games, you should have put two and two together, which you said you did, but then you kept giving her other chances. Why? Because she was beautiful. You was caught up in the looks. And actually, the looks should have been the thing that made you not take her serious to begin with.
Pretty on to her, but I was like, well, I got nothing else to do, so I'll go. We go out to dinner again. So we're there and we're having a great time again. And while we're there, we're talking about some meme. It's in my phone, but I couldn't. She then excuses herself to use the restroom. I find the meme and send it to her phone. Her phone then lights up right next to me, and I see my name there as Rex in parentheses free food. When she comes back, exactly. I didn't say anything. But when the waitress brought the checks, I said, we need to split these up. The girl looked at me like I was on fire. I said, I guess I'm not free food anymore, huh?
I mean, you set yourself up for that. She was playing games with you. You kept paying for dates. Who does dates anymore in 2021? If anything, be like, okay, first one on me, next one on you. I'm not about to keep paying for dinner dates. So he paid for what? Three dinner dates? Two, three dinner dates? Nah, man. Hope you learned your lesson.
This is the time that I got locked out of my car at Planned Parenthood. I went in to get some birth control and I got the goods, then realized I left my keys in the car and I locked my car and I didn't want to call my parents because I'm at Planned Parenthood. So I called the top-rated locksmith on Google and they opened the car for me.
That's another thing to think about. I wonder how many Planned Parenthood visits these thoughts make on a regular basis.
One mic and I'll walk like this down the graduation line.
How much I owe in student loans 1 year after graduating from Harvard Law. For background reference, last year I made a video showing you how much I owed in student loans at the time, and so I wanted to make an update and show you how much I've progressed since then. Last year, my law student loans totaled that much, and I had various interest rates ranging from about 5.5% to 7%. Since that video, I've refinanced my student loans and now pay 3.57% interest. Since I graduated, I've also been paying more than the monthly minimum requirement, but I'll show you what my normal monthly payment would be as well. Those two bigger numbers are the amount I still owe, the $60,000 and the $138,000 number, for a total I will put in the text. Those numbers combined are my minimum monthly payment.
And that was an attractive woman. Do you know how many guys she could have lined up to pay that for? Just by going on online dating? Don't be a sucker, fellas. Don't be a sucker. Okay, this says what my boyfriend gets 0.07% of the time. No, this is what social media gets probably 100% of the time. Your boyfriend realistically never gets it. Let's be honest. This is what the guys at the bar get when you go on your little girl nights.
Hi, Dan. I just moved in next door. I'm a supermodel.
Another thing, don't even think about taking a woman serious who got a nose ring like that. A bull ring, whatever the hell you call it. Not relationship material.
I don't care who the IRS sends, I am not paying taxes.
I'm about to make some boys on here really mad at me. But it really must be said. You don't get brownie points for not abusing women. Common decency is not a prerequisite for getting me to sleep with you.
You're not decent. Let's get that out the way right now. I mean, I can already tell by how you talking. You on, you know, TikTok, putting on makeup, being condescending, being smug. So miss me with decency and all that type of talk because you don't know nothing about it.
Good manners can only get you so far. And chivalry isn't dead. We can just see through your shiny plastic white knight armor.
And we can see through your 25 pounds of makeup. And decent men can see through your outer appearance being halfway decent looking and see that you're a shitty person on the inside.
And then when you scream and cry about how women are shallow because they don't like you, you start giving off less of a nice guy vibe and more of a serial killer one.
Right.
Because let's face it, just because you're not a...
Think about that. If a guy complains about women being shallow for not liking him, that makes him a serial killer. Women will find any way to demonize a man and make him seem like the worst thing on this earth. But at the same time, when it comes to a guy she's actually attracted to, a real bad boy, a real scumbag, she'll find every excuse on why she should keep dating him and how everybody got some pegged wrong. But she'll find a way to paint the nice guy as a serial killer. But the guy who's actually a serial killer, she'll make excuses for all day.
Bad guy? Doesn't mean you're a good one.
My green flags, they make every day feel like Christmas. Nah, no thank you. They pay for the dates. They come from money. Their love language is gift giving. They make a lot of money. They buy me whatever I want. So you're basically a shallow, gold digging whore. Well, y'all know what I'm gonna say. See, women, they don't have any shame anymore. They'll brag about being scumbags right here on the internet with a smile on their face.
There's something that really bothers me, and it's this. A number of guys have divulged to me that they feel somehow replaceable or disposable. Why do we make them feel this way? Well, here are some pretty good reasons I've heard. For years, we have sent men to war. That's going to make them feel pretty disposable. What about in the working world? It's hierarchical. A man might feel like his job position could be replaced at any time. In a family, if a man's role is the material provider, he may feel that any other man could come along with more money and he could be replaced. Whereas a woman is seen as the emotional provider and is inherently valued more. This is even reflected in the unfair legislations we see in family law. And then there's dating, where women have a line of men waiting backstage, and an attitude of one strike and you're out. So where does that leave our men? Feeling disposable and replaceable, which is just ridiculously unfair.
I mean, it is what it is. Life ain't fair. I don't expect it to change. Women do what the men in that society allow them to do. So when men want to put a stop to it, we can. But see, your antennas should already go up when you see this woman has this much makeup on. She has a ridiculous amount of makeup on. If you see a woman that has this much makeup on, just assume she's ugly underneath all that makeup.
Good morning, men of TikTok. I have a question. I actually have a couple questions that I think most women are going to agree on. All right, here they are.
Where did all the good men go? Like, seriously. Where are the guys who just want one woman? Where are the guys who date towards marriage?
They're still around. They never left. They're in your inbox right now. But you're not attracted to them. And you wouldn't give those guys a chance. What she really means to say is, where are all the 6'2 guys with six packs who are rich who want to settle down and just have me as their one woman? No. That's not how it works, Toots.
Where are the guys who want kids? All I see in today's world are guys in their 20s and early 30s who still smoke and party and they go skateboarding and they game all day.
Okay, but how many of those guys did you let hit? If you are a virgin right now, I can respect this message a lot more. But all these guys that you're complaining about, they've ran through you. And ran you through the ringer. That's how you know so much about them.
Hey, and they prance around the beach in flip-flops, which is that's a personal thing. But my point is, they're still children. Don't you want more meaning in your life? Personally, I want to know where all y'all old-fashioned men are, because we like you. So if you're an old-fashioned man, or if you're looking for the right things in life, call yourself out here in the comments. Let the single ladies know you exist.
Okay, but what about you? Why are you speaking generally? She keeps saying, oh yeah, we like you. Who is we?
Thanks. Have a good day.
A week ago, I caught my pregnant girlfriend cheating. Let me show you how I exposed this girl. I bought these spy cameras from this only released tech website. These are a fully functional charging block with a Wi-Fi camera hidden inside. It is almost impossible to see, and I can watch the camera live from my phone. I plugged them in before I went to work, and this is what I found. I caught my pregnant girlfriend letting her ex-boyfriend into our house, and she accused me for being insecure about our relationship. Like, you're literally a cheater. Jenna, if you're seeing this, I am never giving you your stuff back. Don't ever come here again. And I'm sure this baby is not mine either. I'm not paying child support.
So that's a great question, and I get it quite a bit. No, signing the birth certificate would not give the father parenting rights. That may be used by the child support office to show paternity to establish child support, but it would not give any custodial rights.
Happy Easter, baby girl.
Typical scumbag woman behavior. Use the kid to get back at the man that she's not with anymore and keep the kid from their own father. Ruining the kid in the process of getting revenge or being petty. Okay, the poster says how to deal with people who keep rejecting you for minor things. Honestly, when it comes to online dating, it feels this way. Say one sentence out of line and they ghost you. I'm guessing this is a guy, but I mean, yeah, when women have 100 guys in their inbox, you can't do anything wrong. But the thing is, these women aren't worth it. It's not worth putting up with all this nonsense. These modern women egos are outerworldly because there's so many beta male simps in their inbox. It's not worth dealing with. He says it's very disheartening. Whether it be being a bit optimistic, being a bit pessimistic, talking about a bad day you had, asking to just see the person you're talking to, timing is everything, but most get it wrong, or simply because you have a life and it interrupts your conversation and you never hear from that person again. Just a few examples, but everyone has some. Some pettier than others. But some advice I can give in these situations is congrats, you dodged a bullet. If someone doesn't have the patience, open-mindedness, or even the right mind to talk to you about something that they find uncomfortable, then that relationship wasn't going to work anyways. Facts. This is especially common for guys. Don't let this discourage you, because girls are just as bad as us online dating. But they have advantages we don't. For girls in the same position as us, same applies but most common when talking to an above average looking guy. People who feel like they don't need to try tend to treat people the worst. It's not your fault for being yourself, and you shouldn't take it personally. Honestly, whenever it happens, be thankful you're not with someone like that. First commenter says, at a certain point, I feel like online dating has primarily become a validation device for both men and women. It's definitely caused the grass is greener phenomenon. It's a bit disappointing. The online aspect breaks the humanity a bit. We aren't talking with other humans. We're talking with pictures and words. And in that sense, we have no problem jumping from one photo album to the next. Wow, that was unnecessarily deep. But yeah, like I say, online dating in 2021 is just completely not worth it. Just find some hobbies or just go jack off the porn or something. I mean, if you're a guy, you could just damn near forget about it. It's probably going to do more damage to you than anything else. Damage to your self-esteem. Let me know what you guys think below. Join the Patreon to support and get 100% of my content. And I'll talk to you guys Saturday, same time. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today.